Amtrak, the nation's passenger rail service, has been having a tough time lately. Its new high-speed Acela trains have been sidelined because of cracks in shock absorber brackets. At the same time, the rail line continues to lose millions of dollars on its long-distance trains. Critics say many of those long-distance routes should have been eliminated years ago. NPR's Jack Speer took a ride on Amtrak's biggest money-losing train, the cross-country Sunset Limited. He talked with passengers about what it would mean if trains like that one stopped running.
At the Amtrak station in Houston, where we board the train, several dozen people are standing on the platform. It's a sweltering summer night. Several travelers are in wheelchairs. Some kids traveling with their parents are starting to fidget.
Jaren, if you don't get over here.
Along with their luggage, many passengers carry coolers, blankets, and sleeping bags. Thomas Stone is a retired wildlife biologist from California. He says he swore off flying a few years back when a small plane he was in clipped a tree.
I don't fly in airplanes. It's either drive or take a boat. It's pretty hard to go from California to Texas in a boat, and I didn't want to drive my car.
Stone and his wife Gretchen are heading back to California after visiting relatives in Houston. They say they simply prefer trains.
You meet a lot of wonderful people riding the train. It's a relaxed method of going. It's not a big rush. Never is a rush to ride the train. It's a wonderful way to travel.
It takes you a lot longer, but you know, you just eat and read and sleep. I like it. I love the personnel. They're wonderful.
However, while passenger trains like the Sunset Limited have their champions, rail service in the U.S. has lost a lot of its luster since its popularity peaked back in the 1940s and 50s. The aging Houston train station is located near a freeway overpass. The station is old and run down. An Amtrak employee, who doesn't want to give his name, says from the time Amtrak was created over 30 years ago from a group of bankrupt railroads, no one really expected it to survive.
Amtrak, when it went into business in 1971, was a plan to do away with almost all passenger trains in about 5 years.
The employee says, however, trains like this one keep running because they offer people something they can't get anyplace else.
The Sunset Limited is the only way to see the country and not look at the tops of clouds. You can actually see neighborhoods, you can see what goes on between cities. And a lot of people, if they're from the Northeast, they have no idea what the countryside is.
But critics say another reason long-distance trains have survived is because of strong support on Capitol Hill. The Sunset Limited travels between Orlando and Los Angeles, but the train's high labor costs and low ridership have meant the government has had to subsidize it to the tune of $350 per passenger. Arizona Senator John McCain says the amount of money lost by the train is ridiculous.
Sooner or later, the American people are going to figure it out that this is a ripoff. There's no reason to have a route subsidized for $300 and some per passenger that never arrives on time.
The Bush administration also wants to eliminate money-losing trains like the Sunset Limited. However, Ross Capon, head of the National Association of Railroad Passengers, says the administration is ignoring the fact it spends money to build roads and airports.
The government is deeply involved in highways and aviation, and there's no way we're going to have anything approaching a balanced transportation system if we don't have strong support for Amtrak.
On the platform waiting for the train, the heat and the mosquitoes are unrelenting. Scheduled to arrive in Houston at 9 o'clock, it's nowhere in sight. Finally, just before midnight, the Sunset Limited pulls into the station.
San Antonio?
San Antonio. You got a ticket? Ticket, please. Folks are going to San Antonio.
There is some grumbling as passengers clamber aboard, but others don't seem to mind the delay, even helping one another with their bags.
Thank you very much.
A few passengers read using small lights above their heads. Others are asleep. Otherwise, the cars are dark, just a few blue lights and exit signs to guide the way. Moving between the darkened rail cars, we eventually wind up in the train's viewing car. '68-year-old Janie Norman wears a blue blazer and a neat knitted cap. She chats with a fellow passenger and looks out the window. She got on in Savannah, Georgia, and is on her way to Fort Hood, Texas, to take care of her daughter-in-law. She says she finds train travel much easier.
We need this, especially the elderly people. See, the bus is good, and it's sometimes maybe a little faster, but we need the comfort. This is so much comfort here. And then you have food here, and you got your wash up and everything. Like I said, for these 2 days that I'm traveling, this is good.
Some travelers are veteran rail riders. Bonnie Johnson, a college volleyball coach, and her two kids, 13-year-old son Blake and 11-year-old daughter Laura, are going from Dearborn, Texas to Portland, Oregon. She says this is how her family spends vacation time.
When we started going, we went to Chicago, and then the next time we went to Florida, New York City, Albany, Chicago, and back to Houston. And this is our other long trip.
Bonnie says her family looks at train travel as an adventure. Daughter Laura Johnson compares it to camping with air conditioning, saying they've come well prepared.
I have a sleeping bag, a pillow, and a bag full of snacks, York bites, pita bread for making sandwiches, and we have games to entertain us for 3 days.
As the Sunset Limited lurches through the night, passengers like Bonnie Johnson say they will miss long-haul trains if they stop running.
Where are you going?
Tucking in her kids for the night, she says the train is a way for her family to slow down and enjoy time together.
I could probably find an airfare as cheap to go to Portland as I did a train ticket. I would just prefer to take the train to see the scenery and slow down and spend time with the kids. We'll snuggle, you know, and sit together and we'll talk. It's good family time for us.
When the Sunset Limited finally arrives in San Antonio, it's 4 a.m. There are stories of the Sunset Limited running so far behind schedule that passengers have been bussed the last 500 miles to Los Angeles. Some want the government to allow private companies to run the long-distance trains more like cruise ships. But if that happens, many of those riding this train will probably have to find a less pricey way to get around. Jack Spear, NPR News, aboard Amtrak Sunset Limited in San Antonio, Texas.
Take care now. All right, Mr. Be careful.
Come again.
Later now.